We've seen the problems in education and justice, but there's a deeper crisis. Most people don't even understand what AI is doing in their lives. Yesterday, I watched my neighbor try to explain to her elderly mother why her insurance claim was rejected by an algorithm. The confusion, the frustration, it was heartbreaking.
That's exactly what brought me into this work. I'm Maya. I teach critical pedagogy, but lately I've been focused entirely on making AI comprehensible to regular people. The deliberate obfuscation is staggering. Companies hide behind technical jargon when simple explanations would suffice.
Deliberate is the key word there. I've been tracking this for months. The patterns of confusion aren't accidental.
Luis here, public librarian for 20 years. We're ground zero for this crisis. People come in asking why their job applications keep getting rejected before any human sees them. They don't understand that AI is screening them out based on keywords.
Miguel, media literacy educator. Not in schools, though. I run community workshops. The generational divide is massive. Teenagers think they understand AI because they use filters on TikTok, while their parents think AI is science fiction.
Nadia, tech reporter, trying to translate this mess. The industry actively resists clarity. I've had PR teams tell me their AI systems are too complex for average readers to understand. That's nonsense. They just don't want transparency.
David here, father of three, trying to navigate this without losing my mind. Last week, my daughter's essay got flagged as AI-generated when she wrote it herself. The school couldn't explain how the detection system works.
David, that's a perfect example. Your daughter's caught in a system nobody understands, including the people running it. Luis, what are you seeing at the library?
Heartbreak, mostly. Senior citizens trying to understand why their medical appointments are scheduled by chatbots. Job seekers who don't realize their resumes are being read by machines, not humans. Yesterday, a woman cried because she couldn't figure out why every apartment application was auto-rejected.
The power dynamic is crucial here. When people don't understand the systems controlling their lives, they can't challenge them. That's not a bug. It's a feature.
I interviewed a tech executive who literally said consumer understanding would complicate our optimization processes. Translation: informed people might object to what we're doing.
The media literacy angle is fascinating. People can spot a photoshopped image from the 2000s. But they can't identify an AI-generated video from last week. The technology outpaced our detection abilities. My kids consume AI content constantly without knowing it. Those perfect influencer posts, half are generated. The homework help sites, mostly chatbots. They think they're media savvy, but they're swimming in artificial content.
Let's dig into why understanding is so difficult. Nadia, you've tried explaining these systems. What barriers do you hit?
Where do I start? First, the metaphors we use are terrible. Machine learning makes people think of robots studying. Neural networks sounds like electronic brains. The reality is statistics and pattern matching, but that's not sexy enough for marketing.
The education system failed us here. We teach coding like it's the new literacy, but we don't teach algorithmic thinking. People can make a website but can't recognize when an algorithm is making decisions about their lives.
The digital divide isn't just about access anymore. It's about comprehension. I have patrons with smartphones who don't understand that their every click is training AI systems.
Cultural barriers, too. I work with immigrant communities where explaining AI through their primary language reveals how English-centric these concepts are. Try explaining algorithm in Spanish to someone who learned technology in English. Even highly educated parents struggle. My wife's a surgeon. She understands complex medical procedures, but can't grasp why YouTube keeps showing our son extremist content. The recommendation algorithm might as well be magic.
Maya, you mentioned deliberate obfuscation. Can you break down these tactics?
Gladly. First, there's technical overwhelm, drowning people in jargon when simple terms exist. Second, black box mythology, claiming systems are too complex to explain when they're often quite simple. Third, beneficial framing, only discussing AI as helpful while hiding harmful applications.
The "it's too complicated" excuse infuriates me. I've had engineers explain recommendation algorithms in 5 minutes using kitchen analogies. but companies prefer mystery because it prevents accountability.
We see this with credit scores. People understand traditional credit, pay bills, build history, but now AI analyzes your social media, shopping patterns, even what phones you use. One patron was denied a loan because the AI didn't like that he shopped at discount stores.
The manipulation goes deeper. Tech companies fund AI literacy programs that teach people to use their products, not understand them. It's like tobacco companies teaching smoking literacy. School sends home digital citizenship materials that are basically instruction manuals for Google products. Nothing about how these tools manipulate attention or harvest data from children.
Let's explore different literacy needs. Luis, what do your various patron groups need to understand?
Seniors need to know why scam calls sound so personalized now. AI analyzes their social media to craft targeted scripts. Job seekers need to understand applicant tracking systems. Parents need to grasp how algorithms shape their kids' online experiences.
Each domain requires different frameworks. Consumer literacy means understanding how recommendation engines work. Civic literacy means recognizing AI in government services. Health literacy means knowing when an AI is involved in your care.
Financial literacy is huge. People don't realize AI determines their insurance rates based on data they'd never connect, like how fast they scroll through terms and conditions.
Media literacy now means recognizing synthetic content, not just images. AI writes news articles, creates podcasts, generates entire websites. People share AI-generated political content thinking it's human journalism. Workplace literacy matters too. My brother didn't know his delivery routes were optimized by AI until it started sending him through dangerous neighborhoods to save 2 minutes.
So how do we build practical understanding? Maya, what actually works?
Start with concepts, not tools. Don't teach how to use ChatGPT. Teach how pattern recognition works. Use analogies from daily life. Algorithms are like recipes. They follow steps to reach outcomes. AI is like a very sophisticated pattern matching system, not a thinking being.
Concrete examples help. I show people their own data. See how Facebook knows you like gardening? Now imagine that information being sold to insurance companies who might charge gardeners more because they're injury prone.
Visualization is powerful. I draw flowcharts showing how their data moves from clicking like to targeted advertising to political manipulation, making the invisible visible.
I've found success with then what? Exercises. You upload a photo. Then what? It's analyzed for emotions. Then what? That emotional profile is sold. Then what? You see ads when you're vulnerable. People get it when you trace consequences.
My kids responded to the creepy factor approach. Would you let a stranger follow you around taking notes? No? Then why let apps do it? Suddenly they understood privacy settings.
What about recognizing AI-generated content specifically?
Traditional markers don't work anymore. Perfect grammar, consistent style, AI does that better than humans now. I teach context checking. Why would this exist? Who benefits? What's the source?
Critical thinking over detection tools. Tools become obsolete quickly. But asking who profits from me believing this remains relevant regardless of technology.
Look for inhuman perfection. Real people make typos, have bad days, change their minds. AI-generated personas are suspiciously consistent.
Check details. AI still struggles with specifics. A fake local news site had articles about Main Street in every town. Real local news knows street names.
My daughter now asks, is this trying too hard? AI content often feels like it's performing humanness rather than being human.
Let's talk about the anger. People feel manipulated when they understand these systems.
Anger is appropriate. They've been deceived. The challenge is channeling it productively. Understanding brings power. You can't fight what you don't comprehend.
I see rage in my inbox daily. People realize their lives were shaped by systems they never knew existed. Job rejections, loan denials, even dating app matches, all algorithmic, all opaque.
We handle a lot of tears. A grandmother realized why she only sees certain grandchildren's posts. Facebook's algorithm decided those generate more engagement. She thought some grandkids didn't love her.
The betrayal feels personal. I thought I was making free choices. Then they learn about choice architecture dark patterns, engineered addiction. The tech they trusted was manipulating them. Other parents go through stages like grief, denial, my kids are too smart for that, anger, how dare they target children, bargaining, maybe just 1 hour of screen time, depression, I can't protect them, acceptance, we need to understand this together.
So how do we move from anger to empowerment?
Knowledge is power, literally. When people understand how recommendation algorithms work, they can game them. Want better YouTube suggestions? Actively search for quality content. The algorithm is trainable.
Small victories matter. One reader started using cash for sensitive purchases after learning about data collection. She felt like a spy in her own life, but empowered.
We teach defensive measures, privacy settings, VPNs, alternative search engines. But more importantly, we teach when to go analog. Some conversations shouldn't happen near devices.
Community building helps. People feel less alone when they realize everyone's struggling. We create support groups, humans navigating AI, where people share tricks and warnings. Family conversations changed everything. We now discuss AI like we'd discuss strangers, with healthy skepticism. Why is this app free? What are we really paying with?
What about populations facing extra challenges?
Language barriers compound confusion. Technical concepts poorly translated become incomprehensible. We need multilingual educators who understand both technology and cultural context.
Digital redlining is real. Some neighborhoods get different AI services. Poorer areas see more predatory algorithms, payday loan ads, for-profit college targeting, scam vulnerability.
Seniors face ageism in AI literacy. Programs assume they can't understand, so they oversimplify or skip them entirely. But seniors often grasp concepts fine when explained properly.
Disabled communities deal with AI that wasn't designed for them. Voice assistants that can't understand speech differences. Visual AI that assumes everyone can see screens. Literacy means understanding these limitations too. Working parents have no time for digital literacy. We need workplace training, but employers benefit from digital ignorance. Why teach workers that productivity tracking is manipulative?
Let's build that practical framework Maya mentioned. What are the essential concepts everyone needs?
First principle, AI recognizes patterns in data. It doesn't think or understand, it matches patterns. Second, your data trains these systems. Every click, purchase, and pause teaches AI about you. Third, AI reflects human biases because humans create training data.
Add practical skills. Recognize when AI is present. Understand what data you're providing. Know your rights regarding automated decisions. Learn to opt out when possible.
Media-specific skills, question sources, especially perfect ones. Look for human inconsistency as authenticity markers. Verify through multiple channels.
Critical thinking framework. Who created this? Who profits? What's being sold, product or perspective? Could this be generated? What's the agenda? Family rules. Discuss AI encounters. Share suspicious content for group analysis. Celebrate catching manipulation. Make it a game, not a lecture.
We're creating empowerment through understanding, but the system resists transparency.
Which is why grassroots education matters. We can't wait for tech companies to explain themselves. Communities must teach each other.
Alternative media helps. Podcasts like this, independent newsletters, community workshops, bypass traditional channels that profit from confusion.
Libraries are resistance spaces. We provide uncensored information, private computer access, human assistance. We're the anti-algorithm.
Cultural shift is happening. Young people increasingly question digital systems. They're creating new literacy, not just using technology, but interrogating it. My kids now teach me. They spot AI patterns I miss. Dad, that's obviously generated. Real people don't caption photos like that. Generational knowledge sharing goes both directions.
So our investigation reveals deliberate confusion, but also pathways to understanding. The literacy crisis is real, but not insurmountable.
Every person who understands these systems is a threat to their power. That's why clarity matters. Not coding skills, conceptual understanding that leads to critical thinking.
The story continues evolving. New AI means new literacy needs, but core principles remain: transparency, skepticism, community support.
Come to your library. We're here to help navigate this confusion. Human assistance in understanding inhuman systems.
Media literacy is survival now. Not optional enrichment, necessary defense against manipulation. Talk to your families. Make AI visible. Name it when you see it. Understanding starts with recognition.
Next week, we synthesize everything. Education's tracking, justice's algorithms, literacy's gaps. How do we build a more humane future with artificial intelligence? Thank you all for illuminating the path from confusion to comprehension. The investigation continues, and now our listeners are part of it. Stay critical, stay human.